Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. So here we are with the second episode of the three-episode mini-series of the story The Street Without Cherries, written by Triksha N. Gumba for the popular anthology Shattered, produced by Penmancy Writers. The book is available on Amazon, and if you enjoy this story, then check out the book, for it has 18 other amazing stories. All the relevant links for the author, for the book, and for Penmancy will be in the show notes. Now for those who have come here for the very first time, I suggest you listen to episode number 58, which is the first part, to better enjoy this story. And for those who have heard the first part, here is a bit of a quick recap. We have Naina, a 12-year-old girl who lives on Cherry Street. She has a birthmark that covers almost her entire face, which has forced her into homeschooling, as the kids in her school used to tease and torment her by calling her a monster. Her homeschool teacher has given her an assignment to do something she hasn't done before and write an essay about it. In the meantime, her father has gifted her a monocular, something she has really desired, to help her look out the window that is her only connect to the outside world. We are also introduced two more characters. One is a neighbor, a boy, who sits all day long on his porch, and Naina thinks he has some leg problem. The other is Tisha, a pretty girl who lives across the street and has a perfect face, a perfect house, a perfect family, and all the kids want what she has. Now for the assignment that the homeschool teacher gave her. Naina has been trying to gather her courage to step out of her room and go interview the boy. And the story continues. Using the monocular, I tried to get a good look at him. I had to know who I would be talking to once I decided to step out of my house. I was suddenly reminded that my deadline was tomorrow morning. I had no choice but to make today as D-Day, when I had to do this grand event of finally exploring the outside world. I meant our friends. No other options awaited me, for life doesn't always offer an A, B, C or D option. I grabbed a pen and paper and jotted down all the possible questions I had for the sitting guy. My mind automatically picked up the perfect time of the day to go out, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when most people were at school or work. At least, there would be fewer chances of residents leaving Cherry Street because they had unexpectedly seen a monster in the neighborhood. Time was ticking. I grabbed my best clothes from the dresser, a long brown skirt and a white knitted sweater. Facing the mirror, I began fixing my hair, imitating my classmate's hairstyle that I had seen 7 years ago. Getting my hair done felt like waking up every strand from a deep sleep. I had never really fixed my hair. All I did was comb it down, taking comfort in the idea that no one else would see me at home except for my parents. If they could accept my miserable face, obviously it was fine for them to see my messy hair. The hairpins seemed to hold on to some strands I didn't want. My patience was wearing off, so I decided to go for the half bun hairstyle. Simple? Or so I thought. The sudden knock on the door startled my concentration. I dropped the hairpins on the table. I instantly realized that I forgot to tell my mother about today's agenda. For sure, she would jump with joy once I told her. But I was afraid she would get too excited. "Come in!" Both of her hands automatically covered her mouth the moment she saw me, with my hair all over my face. "What in the heavens are you up to, Nana? You should have called for my help." There was no better way than telling her now, direct and quick, just like a vaccine shot. "Assignment. I am going out to talk to one neighbor to complete it, and then I am done." My mom gave me a smile I couldn't understand. Her eyes displayed pride, but her smile seemed neutral. Her reaction was the opposite of what I had expected. Calm, but happy. "Well, then let me help you out. What hairstyle are you looking for?" she asked. Confused, I told my mother the hairstyle I wanted and just watched her fix my hair. You're probably wondering why I am not screaming in delight or overreacting. It's just that I'm your mother, sweetheart. I know you're up to something. I was just waiting for you to tell me. She began sticking hairpins on my hair. "I am so proud of you," she said. Her words completely answered the misperception building up in me. My mom knew me well. I didn't have to tell her. She didn't even need to hear the words come out from my mouth. "Finished," she said. There was nothing better than a hair done by a mother. My hair looked revolutionary. But maybe there were faces that the crowning glory couldn't change. It was just an illusion. I sighed as I gave myself a look in the mirror. With a smile, I hugged my mother and went on the adventure that was waiting ahead of me. 7 years. 7 years I waited to do this. I held the doorknob. Just one turn, and I'm one step closer to my goal, I thought. My lungs felt better as I stepped outside, the unfamiliar feeling of grass touching my feet. Wasting no time, I bent over to our fence and called out to the boy on the porch. "Hey!" He ignored me. How come he waves a cheerful hello to everyone who passes by but can't even give me a simple glance? I rude. "Hey, neighbor!" I called out loudly, even if it felt new to my throat. Finally, he looked at me with curious eyes. His wave had a hint of hesitation.
"I can't hear you well. Just jump over the fence. My mother will not be mad. No worries."
Since I was eager to finish this assignment, I climbed and jumped over the fence just like he asked.
"I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Have a seat."
At this point, I was sure he sat all day because he couldn't walk. His eyes were strangely blue and his back was slightly bent sideways.
"I just have a few questions for you," I said with a shaking voice.
He squinted his eyes.
"Shoot."
"My name is Nana. I just want to ask, what do you usually do when you're not sitting here on the porch?"
I didn't realize I had the confidence to even ask the first question. But when I finally did, I felt relieved.
"Oh, this conversation isn't going well. You should have asked my name first.
she stated.
Oh, my confidence went down the drain. I had never talked to anyone outside our house, not even relatives.
But I will tell you anyway. My name is Walker.
Your name is Walker? But you never walked? I blurted, almost regretting the remark.
His eyebrows crossed.
I see. You don't have a careful mouth, but you have a point. I am aware of that.
Ooh, my speech had an underdeveloped filter system, I thought, while he continued.
In case you want to know, I have OI, brittle bone disease. Have you ever heard of it? So I truly understand if my eyes look too blue for you, but don't worry. It's just that collagen sometimes has their issues too. It will not hurt you.
Osteogenetic imperfecta. My teacher mentioned that once, but I wasn't paying attention then. It sounded serious. But Walker seemed to talk about it as if it was nothing but a flu.
Anyway, I sleep inside our house, but I stay here for almost a whole day. I like watching people and what they do.
If that's the case, then we do have something in common, I thought. The only difference was, he looked too awed with the existence of people. Perhaps nobody had called him loathsome, even once in his life, I thought. I never knew being outside could make your curiosity build up unstoppably. Instead of rushing things and returning home as soon as possible, my gut told me this conversation was going somewhere. To be truthful, I was pretty interested in what Walker had in store. Whatever it was, it seemed to be a good help for my essay. "You didn't go out for the Cowboys' parade again," I stated.
"You seem to notice everything. I stay here for almost 24 hours, but I'm bad at pointing things out,"
he pouted.
"What a stroke of luck."
Only if he knew how embarrassed I felt deep inside at the moment. The only lucky thing that had happened to me today was that he hadn't mentioned anything about the terrifying birthmark on my face. He did all the talking, and I barely said even a whole sentence.
"If you're about to ask why I stay home during the cowboy parade, well, it's a little dangerous. You know, some cowboys throw stuff for the audience, like scarves and bags of chips. Sometimes they throw things to impress people, and that could probably kill me. Or, well, break a couple of bones at least."
That was knowledge for me. For years, I had never known the reason why he never went out during the annual event. "Don't you go to school?" I asked, my lips trembling.
"I study at home. My mother was a teacher, but she quit to take care of me because of my condition. I really couldn't go to school. There are too many hazards, some a little deadly."
A shy smile appeared on my lips. "Me too. I just came out so that I could write something for an assignment."
"But I want to go to school someday. My parents are still saving up for medications and therapies to make me feel better,"
he added as he waved hello to a passerby. Quickly, I turned around and hid my face with the flower pot sitting on the floor.
Hey, they can't see your face from there. Don't worry.
He grabbed the flower pot from me and placed it back. I sighed. I'm not used to this. My parents are also saving up to remove this birthmark. But I would rather live with this than see my parents work so hard to afford the laser treatment. I stared at our house, wanting to go home already. You're the first person I have talked to besides my parents. I want to give you something. I used to play with it when I am alone. Wait a moment. I got back to home to find my token of appreciation for Walker. Looking for it didn't even cause me a drop of sweat. A tin can telephone would be a perfect gift for him. We could talk, even without him standing up and without me having to go out. Walker's blue eyes widened in delight the moment he saw me coming back. A precious smile appeared on his lips. It wasn't like chocolates or fireworks display. His genuine smile wasn't something you would see in the real world. It looked like it came from a pleasant dream. Or rather, his smile was a dream itself.
Nana, that's wonderful.
He stuttered for the first time in a 15-minute interaction. I once used that when I was younger to call my mom downstairs because I was so upset with my classmates. I wouldn't even leave my room. There's no reason for me to venture out again after this assignment. So we might as well talk over the cans. Is that okay with you? He paused for a moment.
That sounds right for me. A little.
This was one of the things that I didn't like about people. I gave him something so special to me and now he said straight into my face that it sounded right. A little. That's it. I'm going back to my room after fixing the streak. Go back to my normal life like I wasn't hurt by this ungrateful human, I thought.
Hold on for a second.
Now he has something to say before I leave. This should be an apology.
Tisha didn't go out for the parade too. It wasn't just us.
I looked back emotionless. It wasn't a sorry. I know, I said and walked away.
I thought things were going rather well. Up to the moment, Nana expected an apology which didn't come. So, will this budding friendship never bloom? And what about Tisha? What role will she play in this equation? Or will Nana and Walker play a role in her equation? Do join me next Friday in the final episode to find out what really happens. As is our tradition, let's move on to the one question section. Last week I'd asked you, name the street that Nana lives in. And the right answer is Cherry Street, which ironically does not have any cherry tree. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudhaji. Thank you, Vasudhaji. You have been the star listener this whole season. And coming to the one question for this week. What is the name of the boy Nana is interviewing? And now sending in your answers is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram or simply email your answer to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And guys, Diwali is almost upon us. And still, I'm sure a lot of cleaning and sorting is left to be done. So make this mind-numbing task of cleaning the best part of your day by listening to stories and poems on Shweta's Basket, and do keep sending us your DMs. As a matter of fact, you can listen to any podcast of your choice. Believe me, they not just make these tasks bearable, but actually enjoyable. And on that hopeful note, that all the listeners will have a good time while doing their chores, we come to the end of this episode.
Do subscribe to my website, www.shwetasbasket.com, so that you're always up to date with what's new in the basket. And stories and poems are not the only things. You will find book, movie and restaurant reviews in the basket too. And if you enjoyed this episode, then follow or like the podcast, share our episode on your timeline and tag us, and recommend us to your friends. Help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 18 different platforms like Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Gaana, JioSaavn and others. We're also on YouTube. For the complete list, check out the show notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook and Instagram, and my handle is Shweta's Basket. And guys, in this day and age, it's a good idea to have a website. So if you're thinking of having one, then listen on, because having a good-looking and professional website is just a click away. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very confidently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.